We're starting on the Tosfos on Daled Amud Aleph at the bottom. The Tosfos brought from Ben Otam with something which seems to be a logical statement that even if you hold Eidei Chasima, you still need to have Eidei Mesira at the time of the Sina, because that's the moment of Gerushin, and that's going to be the Rosh Be'er, which needs to wait. So the Riff, which really he brings the basic Gemara, starting in Ben Bava Mabez, I guess would be the good place to start. So the bottom of the page, Rabbi Elazar Omer Rav Yishein Elav Edim El Shenosla from the Edim is kosher. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Omer Yehudim Omer Rav Alachak Rabbi Elazar Begitin Abalo Bishtoris. Shmulamer af b'shtoris. So the cloak that around in the ninth parak, we accept Rabbi Elazar Shita by Gittin or even by Shar Shtoris. Amar Rabbi Yaakov or Yidi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Elazar by Gittin, Rabbi Elazar by Gittin. Okay, that's pretty much a quote from the Gemara. So then he continues in Mem Zayin of Beis. Umeha nami shemin and dolabin and edim esira. But we, Rabbi Elazar agrees, Eidim Chesim L'Shalim in the Tikkun Olam. But when you have Eidim Chesim, it will work as well. So, Zot the Rif, but in the case you have Eidim Chesim, you don't need Eidim Mesira. So, if you skip down, he makes the whole Cheshbon. So to have it on the page, it says behind the Ketani, Shere Eidim Chesim El Get Alim Nei Tikkun Olam. Klamer, the lack of Get Eidim Chesima El the Nitzim Be Eidim Mesira Bovar. If you just to have Eidim Mesira Zimin Demaisi Eidim Mesira, the Eidim Mesira will die. What's the Baal Ma'arer Mekalkel? The Baal will come and be Ma'arer and be Mekalkel her, because she won't be able to prove it. Adam have died. The husband will know that even. He'll wait till Adam died. It's okay. He'll challenge the get. No way to do it. He'll take those you Adam chesim beget. Yosibal amarer mafkel the gitto umekaimer lo beedik chesima medachyolei. So now if the Baal comes to the marer, she brings out the get. You mekaim beedik chesima. Everything's wonderful. V'yisal died to the lisagilon beedik chesima. Ela adike Adam mesira. If you're telling me that beedik chesima alone don't work, but you need Eidim Mesira as well, so my tikkun olam ika. Alba gav the makaymel of the gitzah beidim chesima leichas duma lo yisayiv lo beidim mesira. See, you've proven that he signed the Eidim of the star. How have you proved that there was Eidim Mesira? If Eidim Mesira are necessary, how have you proved that? Alavari kol hechadika Eidim chesima lo beinu Eidim Mesira. So now remember, he's going even in Rabbi Elazar, holds Eidim Mesira karti, the Eidim Chesima relieve us from the necessity of having Eidim Mesira. He says, otherwise, what's the Tikkun Olam? How have you proved for the fact that there's Eidim Chesima that there was Eidim Mesira? El b'chol heichad deika Eidim Mesira lo bina Eidim Chesima de b'chad mina osagya. So either one is sufficient. Eidim Mesira alone are sufficient, and Eidim Chesima alone are sufficient in Rabbi Elazar. Miyo, hani mi libidiyev? Inami di shachi Eidim Mesira psulin. Lamina dain eshazishi elohel vik Eidim Chesima vehink sherim vaget yitzvatachas yada gerushim al yinu. Achila bina Eidim Mesira. So, you should have Eidim Mesira. But if in the case, if you didn't have Eidim Mesira, or the Eidim Mesira were found to be ineffective, they're apostle, the get is still kosher because of the Eidim Chesima. So that's the Shita Zarif. And if you haven't noticed, there's a lot of Ran over here to discuss the Shita Zarif. So, Nim Zayin of a base.
Nim Zayin? Mem Zayin of a
base? Uh-huh. So the Ran has two approaches how to learn the how to learn this. So he says like this, Mem Chesam and Aleph. Soon you have the old version of the riff. So in the third line he says like this, so that which Rabbi Lozer agrees that Eid Chasima work, even though there was no Eid Mesira, which I've proven from multiple proofs that that's true. Lav mishum the sir like the Eid Chasima karti. Rabbi Lozer doesn't hold Eid Chasima karti. El Shah Masira caresses. The creases is through the Masira. Mikima Shesh Adam al Ikir Hadavar Tahablu Eide Khasima ki Eide Masira. The reason why it works is the Eide Khasima will become Eide Masira. How so? How is that possible that Eide Khasima become Eide Masira? Shari Haget Yoitsumitakas Yoda Beidim Hadadu. So if the Edim signed in it, that means that the Edim gave it to the Baal, because that's what the Edim are supposed to do. So part of the Chasimus Edim, they're being made that when they completed the get, that they gave it to the Baal. And now she has it. So Ubi Yudua Shabal Masulah, so how'd she get it? The husband, must be the husband gave it to her. So by the virtue of the chasima that the Edim have on the get, it's telling us that there was a Mesira. They are therefore, through what they've created with their signatures on the get, that gives us testimony that there was a Mesira. And that's how Edim chasima will work in the place of Edim Mesira. Because we have to assume that the Edim assigned it means they did due process. The due process of signing on the get is then they can't give it to the woman unless they were made a shluchim. They have to give it back to the Baal because they represent the rotzen of the Baal to divorce. So that's what they did. So how did she get it? Must be there's a Mesira. So if there's no Edim assigned in the shtar, I don't know who said there's a Mesira. Maybe she wrote it up herself. There's Adam signed in it that tells me that she didn't write it herself. There's no way she can get a document which is signed by valid signatures of her on her own. The only way she can get that is through Masira. So by signing on it, they've told me that there was a Masira. That's how the Ran understands the riff. That's a lot of information over there in that Ran, which we skipped.
Where's
it's Mem Chesam and Aleph, the third wide line in the run. Okay. So we're putting Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira behind us for now. We're going back to the Machlokes in Rabbi and Rava, whether it's because of the Shema or because of Edim Sum L'Kaimoy. Now the Mora wants to fit this into the different Tanoim we had in the Mishnah. So we had maybe get Medidas Meyam. Right, then we had Ramil said, even you bring from Rekim Mechagir. Ramil says, even if you bring from Kfar Ludum Lalud. Okay. So how does that work? So we're holding a Dalam and Aleph about 12 lines down. Tanan, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Afa maybe min harekim min hacheger. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afilu mikvar ludim lulud. So, what's the machlokes between what Rabbi Eliezer is adding? Okay. So Ramiel's adding, they're discussing cities which are near Eretz Yisrael, that's recommend Chagir, and they're discussing cities which are not only are they near Eretz Yisrael, but their Muvla means that the border of Eretz Yisrael takes a turn, so it sort of curves around them. So if you draw a straight line, they'd be in Eretz Yisrael. But since the lines aren't straight, and sometimes the way the border is drawn, so they're in Chutz Lo'aretz, even though they're adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. Not only are they like adjacent, but they're the Muvla, like the border goes like around them like this. So this is like, if you want to draw a straight line, they'd be inside. So they're Muvla, they're absorbed into the Tchum. That's Machlokes. So Ramil says that even Smuchas, you have to say before Netta Benechtam. That's recommend Chagir, but not Muvlos. If Blessed says even Muvlos, you have to say before Netta Benechtam. Vamar Rabbi Berachano leDidi Chazeli Ha'asra. So Rabbi Berachano says, I saw the place that they're referring to. And Bahavi Kimi Beikubi Lepumbadisa. It's like coming from the place called Beikubi to the place called Kupumbadisa, which means that it's very close. I think there are two sides of a river. Okay. So the Tanakhama says, no, these cases do not need to say before Netta v'Nechta. My love, b'hokim ifliki. So let's understand the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. So let's suggest the following. The marsavr lefi shein b'kiyin lishmo. That the issue is, the Tanakhama says the issue is lishmo. V'hani gemiri, due to their being adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, they were knowledgeable of the halachas of lishmo. Umar sarv lefi shein edim mitzvim l'kaimoi. V'hani nami lo shchichi. And since there was a border, so travel was limited. Similarly, they were near each other, there is difficulty getting across the border, so that anyone not mitzvim l'kaimot. Okay, so that would be so it comes out Rabbah and Rava are arguing because the Tanakhama and these other Tanoim.
Rabbah
and Rava. So the Morris says, no. You do not have to learn the machlokes between these tanoim is machlokes Rabba and Rabba. Rabba matars the tamei, Rabba matars the tamei. Rabba can explain all of these shitas according to his reasoning, and Rabba can explain all of these shitas according to his reasoning. Rabba matars the tamei. Rabba will learn up the whole mishnah l'shitasei. T'chuliyam l'fi shein b'kiyin l'shma. So everybody agrees that the issue is you need since people are not walking in lishma, we need the shliach to testify in lishma. V'hacha b'hacha b'fliki. So what's the machlokes? Tanakhama sabrahani kim the smuchas migmar gemiri. If they're nearer to sell, we assume that they're knowledgeable, and therefore there's no need to say b'farinechta b'farinechta. Rabbi Gamliel Meimar, Gamliel says that Muvlos, Gemiri, the cities which are Muvla, so they're Mamish, the curve of the border gives them a status of Chutz Lo'aretz. Regards to their placement, they're Muvla, they're absorbed into the cities of Eretz Yisrael. So those are Gemiri. But Smucha is like Gemiri, the fact that they're Smucha is, you cannot assume that they're Gemiri. Vasser Lurvelias of the Mamer, Mavlos Tamir Loi. He agrees that Muvlos are Gemiri, but he says that Shlotachle Mundina Sayyam, we do not want to give Muvlos the set of Eretz Israel, because then we're dividing up the different places in Chutz Lorets. We just want to make one standard. Anytime you bring from Chutz Lorets to Eretz Israel, even if it's immediately adjacent, it's a Muvla, it's from Chutz Lorets to Eretz Israel, and you say Befarin Tabarin. Rabbi Matar Satameh, the Kuliyam Lefishain Adim Mitzrim Lekaimot. The issue is you need Adim to, since Adim are not available easily to validate the signatures, we need the Shliach to say Befarinetta Frenetta and the Mikayim the Shtar. So the issue is Mitzuyat, Tanakamas Sobar, Hani Kiman the Smuchas, Mishkach Shkishi. They're close enough, there's traffic, Adim will be familiar to recognize the signatures. Vashim Lila Meimar, Muvlo Shchichi, Smuchas Lo Shchichi. The fact that there's Smuchas does not create a Shchiach enough. Vashim Lila Meimar, Meimar, Muvlo Snami Loi, Shlotach, Bimedina Sayyam. Okay. Sakrashi. Vomer by Yoris Halalu. Shosifu, these cities which that Rabbi Neil has added, and Rabbi Yazar has added, are Smuchas Eretz Yisrael. They're near Eretz Yisrael. Hanach Rekha Mechagar, the Rabbi Neil, Master Rabbi Yazar, are even closer. Havi Smuchas Tvei, Shaf Muvlos, Hei Betchuma, Al Sheinam Eretz Yisrael. The border curves in such a way, they're not part of Eretz Yisrael, but they're really within geographically, they're within the area of Eretz Yisrael. So what's machlokes? Tanakama Sover Hani Litzrichi Mishum L'Smuchas. Tanakama says Rekim Echagar in here Eretz Yisrael. They don't have to say anything. Vaser Rebbeinil Lasufei Rebbeinil adds Smuchas. Smuchas also have to say. But he agrees that the case of the Muvlos that you don't have to say. So what's the example of the Muvlos? Going Ayaris Shemona Kosa B'Mizrocha Shal Eretz Yisrael. The Yestigul. So you have in Parshas Maaseh, the Torah goes through the description of the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So it goes to the eastern border. The Torah describes that instead of drawing the line, a straight line, north-south, sometimes it goes a little more to the east, sometimes it goes a little more to the west, and the Torah describes it by cities. It says, let the Gvul go to the east of this city, to the west of that city, so the Gvul is going like this. It's zigzagging. So you have cities then, which, had you drawn a straight line, would be in Eretz Yisrael, but due to the zigzag of the Gvul, are not. So it says, you should turn the border. Instead of going straight, you're going to put it at a slant. That's what visa means. You're going to slant the border to the east of Chatzar Einon. So instead of including Chatzar Einon in the border of Eretz Yisrael, by slanting the border, by slanting the border east, you will include it. It means it extend over here at this point. It's extending out, so it'll include Chatzar Einon in the border. So the pasuk goes to a few different cities. When we had about Halon Chutz Loritz, Eretz Yisrael, some of them are which are included in Eretz Yisrael, but beyond them is Chutz Loritz. The Yeshmem Shabboltus Mechaber Sein, the Tzadam Mizrach, some extend more to the east than others. Arba Bechomesh Parsos, it can be a difference of. Significant difference. Four or five parts of more to the east and more to the west. Mesila Ha'alechas Mizul Zul who are Gvul. And this path, which is going from this one city to the next, is the border. We are so I'm in Skutz Mesila. You could have a situation where you have cities which are beyond the line. Lifnimi Blitus Air Habaletis, but their regards to east and west, they're actually more to the, we're looking at the eastern border, they're more to the west than the city which is extending outwards. So it comes out that they have a din of chutz la'aretz because they're drawing the border around them, but practically they're within they're closer to the center of Israel than the border is. So, Karlam of Laws, Besach HaTchum, if you look, you ain't a merit to Israel. How Asher Shebein Karludim Lalud. The distance from Karludim Lalud is Vahavi Rochik Kimebi Mi Beikubi Lepubadisa. It's the same distance from the place of Beikubi to Pumbadisa. That's how far Karludim is from Lud. My Birava Tanoihi. So it comes out according to this suggestion, there are the Rabba and Rabba are arguing with Chalkas Tanoim, which we don't like Amaroyim arguing with Chalkas Tanoim. Okay. So the Mor says that Rabba Matarsa Tamei. And they were suggesting that even though they're nearby and they're learned, but the Edom cannot get in because there's a state of tension between the two countries, and therefore the travel is limited. He has a way to explain all the three Tanoim, use his approach. Even though the Mavlos are definitely knowledgeable, they do not lose the status of Medinas Hayam, since halachically they're in Chutz La'aretz. Why? Wasn't made at the Kana. The Kana is enforced everywhere. According to Eliezer. Okay. Tanan. The mission continues, and we have a fourth sheet, which is the Chachamim. So, the fourth Tana, the Mishnah, the Chachamim, add Merlich. He agrees with the first Tana that there's no din of saying from Rekem Acheger or from Karludim Lulud. You only have it by the Medina Sayyam, but not these which are adjacent to Eretz Israel. But you do need to say it when he's Merlich. The Tanakhama holds that if you take a gift from Eretz Israel to Medina Sayyam, you do not need to say it. It's only from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Israel. So what's the machlokes? My la b'hogem eflugi. The Mar started the fishay mekian lishma. So according to Tanakhama, the issue was in dinam lishma. So bringing from Chutz La'aretz to Israel, people Chutz La'aretz are not knowledgeable about lishma. So we need to clarify that when we bring the get to Eretz Israel. Bringing get from Eretz Israel to Medina Sayyam, there's no need to say to do anything, because the people who wrote in Eretz Israel are knowledgeable in lishma. So Tanakhama says, if you take a get from Eretz Israel to Chutz La'aretz, there's no need to say b'fanenatav. Vahani Gemiri, the people in Eretz Israel are knowledgeable, but the Chachamim say you have to say b'fanenatav in the case of a Merlich. So the same problem that you have bringing a get from the Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Israel, you have the same problem bringing from Eretz Israel to Chutz La'aretz. There's no Edom available. So there's no difference between Merlich or Mevi. So that's the Chachamim. The Tanakhama says there's a difference. So they're arguing in Rabba and Rabba. So we have again seemingly that the Mechalikas between Rabba and Rabba is the Mechalikas between the Tanakhama and the Chachamim. Yeah. So Mar says again, Rabbi Matarza Tamei, Rabbi Matarza Tamei. Rabbi can explain both Shidas Tanoim according to his reasoning, and so can Rabbi. Okay, Rabbi Matarza Tamei. The Kuliyama, the Fishem, the Kiyan, Lishma. So the issue is Lishma, and therefore the Tanakhama says it's only an issue from Chutz L'Aretz Eretz Israel. Because in Chutz L'Aretz they're not knowledgeable, and Eretz Israel they're knowledgeable. But Mikra then taking a get from Eretz Israel to Medina Yisrael, yeah, there's no need. What are you worried about? They know what they're doing in Eretz Israel. So what's shot in the Chachamim? V'hacha, b'gzeres merlech otu mevi kamiflegi. The question is, did the Chazal, when they made the tekana of hamevi get, did they feel a need to bolster it by also saying mefarinet mefarinetim in the other direction? We're not worried if you're going to allow in the case of a merlech that nothing should be said. You might come to allow in a case of a maybe that nothing should be said and that's unacceptable. We're not worried about that possibility. We don't tie the two together. Okay, Rabbanan Basroi Sabri Gazina and Merlech to maybe, but the Chachamim and the Mishnah say no. We are concerned that if a person who's merlech the get doesn't say mefarinetam, so people will think when you bring transport a get over a distance, there's no need for anetam. Then they will say similarly from Chutz L'Aretz Eretz Yisrael, there's no need for anetam. So we have to make it. We made it at the corner. Whenever you're transporting a get over a distance, anetam. Now there's no mistakes. Rabbi Matarza Tamei. Rabbi says the pshat mishnah according to his pshat the kuliyam lefish ein edim and swim lekaimak. Rabbanu Bastoy the frushet time at the Tanakama who the also. So there's no machlokes. You're right. According to me, there's no difference between bringing from one direction or the other. So there's no way the Tanakama could argue on that. So the Chachamim are not arguing on the Tanakama. They're being moist on the Tanakama. They're clarifying the reason why you have to say it is because of the swim lekaimak, and therefore, case of Merlech also needs to say. And the Tanakhama agrees with that. Okay. Zogt Rashi. Behind give me a read there. It's still people still are knowledgeable in Lishma. The first time in Tanakhama, the Unami Merlechu maybe Sirle. The Tanakhama also meant either direction. Ella, the Chamina Unaka. So the Chachamim are clarifying that the Tanakhama meant Merlech and maybe and Merlech. He just mentioned maybe, but he could have said Merlech also. Okay. So Mishnah says, Tanan, next step of the Mishnah. Maybe get medina, 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 say, yeah, I'm circling my phone, and then if you bring a get from one place, one medina in Chutz L'Aretz to another medina in Chutz L'Aretz, you have to say, we can infer, it's only from one medina to another medina. So Mor says, why? The Rava Nicha, according to the Rava, that makes sense. Within one medina, from one medina to another medina, so that the border and the control of the different governments makes the availability of Edim, which can validate the signature, less available. So, but within one medina, enter mitzvim lekaimut. So, according to Rabbah, that makes sense. But the Rabbah, kasha, according to Rabbah, even within one medina, we need mefanetam mefanetam. Some words like this. So, in other words, the inference is because the fact that the Mishnah chose a case of medina le medina. Why did it choose from one medina to another medina? It could say maybe get bechutz l'aretz. Period. Even in the same medina, words like this. Loi tema that hob oisim medina B'medina sayam lo tzarech. The reason why the Tanakhama stressed from Medina to Medina wasn't for you to infer within the same Medina the halacha is different. No, even within the same Medina halacha is you need b'farin hata b'farin hata. So why the same from Medina to Medina? The reason why it said from the Medina to Medina to make an inference in Chutz Loretz from Medina to Medina, you have to say, but Eretz Yisrael from Medina to Medina, you don't have to say. And that's a raya to me, because in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbah, why don't you have to say from Medina to Medina in Eretz Yisrael? But everybody's walking in Lishma. So that's what the diak of the Mishnah is. The Mor says, no. That's not good. Because that's Mishnah says that fairish later on. So it doesn't need this inference to tell me that halacha. The Mishnah says it explicitly. And maybe get Eretz Yisrael in a circle and funny that funny nechta. So it sounds the Mishnah said already explicitly that in Eretz Yisrael, even from one Medina to another Medina, you don't need.
Yeah.
So that can't be the purpose of the inference in the early part of the Mishnah. Where it says no. Rabbi says, I'll tell you this. Really, my answer is correct. So you're asking me that the Mishnah, that can't be the purpose of the Diyuk, because I say it explicitly. Okay. That the Mishnah says it twice, once through an inference, and the second time it says it explicitly to tell me that not only is Bidi Abed at Kosher from one Medina to another Medina, but there's no need to say from one Medina to another Medina in Eretz Israel, because they are bucking Lishma. Okay. Let's do the Rashi quickly. Homoisim Medina, second line. When we early here, but within the same Medina from one city to another, it seems to be in Chutz Loretz Litzorich. Avabagav they became Lishma, but one city to another city, Chutz Loretz, they're not more knowledgeable. The problem of lack of knowledge is still there. But don't worry about it, because the whole of Edom is the Kaimer, Lloyd Sorek. So Rabbi says, but the issue is having Edom, we're worried about the lack of Edis. Within the same Edina, there's no lack of Edis. Had he not witnessed the Ksiva and the Chasima, we'll say fine, but he had it. But had he asked the question, we would have said you have to be there. The Mishnah is saying it again in the Sefer, they're saying no, there's no need to be there at all. It's fine not to be there. Okay.